We are speaking of a time some years ago when the people who lived there cultivated the fields and kept 3 sheep, a pig, and 2 oxen. To put it briefly, they supported themselves very well, with enough to live on if they took things in their stride. Yes, and they were even well off enough to keep a couple of horses, but, like the neighboring farmers, they said, "A horse eats itself up. It eats as much as it earns." In summer, Jeppe Jens cultivated his small field, and in the winter he made wooden shoes. And at that time he had a journeyman assistant who, like him, knew how to make the wooden shoes strong, light, and fashionable. Their carved shoes and spoons brought in good money, and therefore no one could call the Jeppe Jenses poor people. Little Ib, a boy 7 years old, was the only child of the family. He loved to sit by watching the workmen whittling a stick and sometimes whittling his finger. But one day, he was so successful with 2 little pieces of wood that they really looked like tiny wooden shoes, and he decided to give them to little Christine. She was the boatman's little daughter, as graceful and pretty as a child of a noble family. If she had been dressed differently, no one would have believed that she came from the hut with the peat-covered roof in the neighboring hamlet of Seychelles. Her father, a widower, lived there and supported himself by transporting boatloads of firewood from the forest down to the eel pond and weir at Silkeborg, and sometimes even all the way up to the town of Rannes. Since there was no one at home to take care of little Christine, who was just a year younger than Ib, she nearly always went with him in his boat, or played among the heath plants and barberry bushes of the forest. But sometimes, when he had to go all the way up to Rannes, he would leave little Christine at the Jeppe Jenses. Ib and Christine got along very well together in every way. They shared their food and they played together. They dug in the ground together. They walked, they crept, they ran together. One day they even climbed up the high ridge far into the forest, once they found some snipe's eggs, and that was a great event. Ib had never been at Seychelles, where Christine's father lived, nor had he ever sailed down the Gudena, but at last this happened. Christine's father invited him to accompany them, and on the evening before the trip he went home with the boatman. Early next morning the 2 children were perched high on the big pile of faggots in the boat, eating bread and raspberries, while the boatman and his helper pushed them on with long poles. The current was with them, and they glided swiftly down the stream through the lakes formed in its course. Sometimes they seemed shut in by woods and water reeds, but there was always just room for them to pass, though the old trees leaned out over the water and the oaks bent down their peeling branches as if they had rolled up their sleeves to show their knotted naked arms. Ancient elder trees, washed away from the bank by the stream, clung with their roots to the bottom, looking like wooded islets. Water lilies rocked placidly on the surface of the stream. It was a wonderful trip. At last they reached the great eel weir, where the water rushed through the floodgates, and to Ib and Christine this was a beautiful sight. In those days there was no manufacturing plant there, or even a town. There was only the old farmhouse with a few servants and a few head of cattle. The roar of the water through the sluices and the cry of wild ducks were then the only lively sounds there. After the firewood had been unloaded, Christine's father bought a big bundle of eels and a slaughtered suckling pig and packed them all in a basket in the stern of the boat. Then they started back again. They were going upstream now, but the wind was favorable, and with the sails hoisted they went as well as if 2 horses had been harnessed to the boat. When they reached that point in the stream near which the assistant boatman lived, the boat was moored, and the 2 men went ashore, after ordering the children to be quiet and careful. But this they could not do, at least not for very long. They had to be peeping into the basket at the eels and the pig. They had to pull the pig out and hold it in their hands and turn it over and over. Then, when they both tried to hold it at the same time, they lost it, and it slipped right into the water, and the pig drifted away down the stream. That was a terrible catastrophe. Ib quickly jumped ashore and began running along the bank while Christine leaped after him, shouting, "Take me with you!" Soon the children disappeared in the bushes and could no longer see either the boat or the river. They ran on still farther. And then Christine fell down and began to cry. Ib picked her up. "Come on," he said, "the house is over that way." But the house was not over that way. On and on they walked, over dry, dead leaves and over fallen branches that crackled under their small feet. All of a sudden they heard a loud scream. They stopped and listened. And again the scream of an eagle sounded through the woods. It was an ugly cry and frightened them. But they soon forgot it when they saw before them, in the thick wood, the most beautiful blueberries growing in unbelievably large numbers. They were so inviting that the children...